Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Day by Day, a radio show designed to address daily life issues, as well as covering informational, educational, yet inspirational topics that are sure to lighten the heavy loads in your life. Your host, Minister Lakeeba Wallace, is a profiled author, sought-after radio television personality, and a reputable realtor. Having survived breast cancer has birthed a passion to empower people about health, wellness, and the power of God's love. So whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day. Now introducing your host, Minister Lakeeba Wallace.
Hey, what's up, family? Welcome to another edition of the Living Day by Day show. I tell you, God is definitely putting his super on my natural as I am walking out his promises for my life. Guess what? Day by day. Isn't that amazing how God will give you the name of a show and then you will walk that out day by day? And so I'm so excited. I say that every time I have the opportunity to come on the airways to be able to speak to such amazing and wonderful and talented and anointed and kind people. I love y'all so much. I really do. I thank you for just continuing to support the Living Day by Day show. I have been on this ride for a long time now, and it is definitely refreshing to still have old listeners and new listeners and young listeners and all that good stuff. And so thank y'all so much for continuing to support the Living Day by Day show. All the messages and the tweets and the Facebook, all that kind of stuff that you guys send over. Yes, an encouraging word to the Living Day by Day show. A big thank you from the set of the Living Day by Day show. But God has definitely increased. Somebody say increased. Has definitely increased the Living Day by Day show, and I am no longer on this ride by myself. I have none other than the baddest radio personality in the nation. You thought I was going to say in the neighborhood. No, in the nation. God has truly, truly been good to me when he blessed me with this amazing radio personality, and that's none other than Preach Elder Brown. Preach, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Lakeeba? How are you? How are you? Radio Land, how y'all doing out there? This is your boy, Preach Elder Brown, and we are doing nothing but hitting home runs on today and every day when we wake up on this side of God's green grass. I mean, it is a blessing that you're able to live day by day by the grace of God. He covers you. He wakes you. He touches you. He blesses you. He leads you. He guides you. He directs your path. I'm not ready to preach, but if I'm going to preach, I'm just going to say you living day by day. Welcome, everybody. Listen, get your phone out. Get your iPad out. Call somebody. Text somebody. Tweet them. Facebook. Let them know. Send a kite. Let them know that the Living Day by Day show is live, and we're in the season of broadcasting right now. So shake your neighbor, let them know, hey, it is going down. Don't get on this line by yourself. Be nice and join the Living Day by Day radio talk show and magazine show today. It's going down. Lakeeba, what's up?
Hey, you know, it is always good, as they say, in this side of town. And so God is good. I'm just so excited about all the things that God is doing for the Living Day by Day show. And I'm just really, I told someone a few days ago, I said, have you ever just been in a position in your life where you can feel elevation? You don't quite yet know how God is going to increase and promote and elevate. You don't know that, but you can just smell it. It's in the air. And so that is just where, oh my God, that's where I'm at. I've been there for several months now. And so I came into 2016 like that, just knowing that God is about to bless my socks off. And I truly do believe that God is not just going to do that for me. He's going to do that for Elder Brown. He's going to do that for all the listeners and the supporters of the Living Day by Day show, because what you make happen for one, I feel like preaching, God will make that happen for you also. And so I'm just so excited, all the encouraging words. I must give a shout out to Lady Keisha Randolph, who has just really blessed my soul about a week ago. I'm so excited to be able to join forces with her. I'm just going to take this opportunity, Elder Brown, to talk about the second annual Women on the Battlefield Conference. That is coming to Atlanta. I am so super excited about that. It is going to be an amazing, amazing time in the Lord. And so I don't care where you are. I don't care what state of mind you in. I don't care what people have been telling you. I don't care what your finances look like. You need to mark your calendars for the second annual Women on the Battlefield Conference that's going down, guys, right here in the A. That's Atlanta, to A to the T to the L is what I like to call it. Mark your calendars now again for the second annual Women on the Battlefield Conference going down here in Atlanta on April 14th through the 16th. Make sure you are in the place. It's going to be amazing. We have some amazing people. I almost don't want to tell you, but you probably already seen the flyer anyway. We have an amazing lineup for the show, for the conference, for the party, if you will. So you need to make sure that you're there. On that Thursday night, we're going to have none other than Dr. Reba Timms from Majestic Life Ministries, all the way from Orlando, Florida. She is going to be rocking the house. And if you've never heard Pastor or Dr. Reba Timms preach before, you are in for a treat. I tell you, you better call somebody who knows somebody who is able to influence somebody. I just made that up, but it sounds so good. And make sure that they are in the place on April 14th to be able to hear Dr. Reba Timms bring down the house. I tell you, she has an awesome. Oh, my God, she has an awesome testimony, and God has done awesome things in her life. So you do not want to miss Dr. Reba Timms on April 14th. We also have a guest psalmist that will also be opening up or setting the atmosphere, if you will, on April 14th. That has not been released yet because it's a secret, so I can't tell you now, but it's going to be
amazing.
You got
to give us something. Give them something. Come on.
I'm trying to hold it. But it's going to be absolutely outstanding. And so I want you to make sure that you are there. And then we are going to move on down the line, if you will, on that Friday, April 15th. I know it's tax day. Y'all are going to be concerned about that. But don't worry about that. God has already made provisions for that, too. And so make your way down to the second annual Women on the Battlefield for the second day. And on that second day, O-M to the G. That's all I can say, Elder Brown. I can say is for that second day, is going to be amazing. It is really going to be amazing. I tell you, I'm so excited about all the people that are a part of the second annual Women on the Battlefield Conference. None other than Pastor Kimberly Jones from Pastors of ATL. She is going to be the lineup for that second day. And then on that third day, we're going to do this really quickly because our guest is on the line here. But on that third day, we have none other than the amazing, talented, powerful man that is walking in wisdom, who is walking with the anointing of God. And that's none other than Preach Elder Brown himself. He will be gracing the stage on that Saturday. And we also have comedian Eric that will bring the laughter. And then, of course, myself, Elder Lakeba Wallace, I will be closing the show out on that Saturday. It's going to be amazing fine dining because y'all know I don't do it unless I do it big because I am the daughter of the Most High. And so we're excited about the second annual Women on the Battlefield Conference that's taking place right here in Atlanta, April 14th through the 16th. How'd I do, Elder Brown?
You know what? I think you hit that thing out the park, but if you swing one more time, we might get a fine.
I'm excited. I promise you I'm so excited. But let's go ahead and dive into the purpose of this show tonight. Y'all know I can talk about all the great things that God has done in my life. I'm sure Elder Brown can grab the mic and do the like. Because you cannot, what you cannot do or what you should not do is probably a better way to say it. You should not give a cancer survivor the opportunity to tell you how good God is. And so I'm excited to be surviving. I'm excited to be over breast cancer. I'm excited to not have chemotherapy and radiation running through my body. I'm excited about that. But today's show, y'all better grab this mic because I will testify. I promise you I will. But I think before we get into the show, Elder Brown, you better give a disclaimer because we have our guests on the line.
Well, let me tell you right now, turn your radios up. You don't want to turn them down. If your treble is up, turn it that way. If the bass is, listen, turn the bass down just a tad bit. Because we're about to come to your speaker and let you know we do it live, we do it big, and we say what the Lord has given us. We have fun, we joke, we keep it serious, we laugh, we cry. Hey, it's the living day by day. You're alive, let you live well. We're about to go into this show, and we're about to hit it live. Buckle up your seatbelts, let's do it. Living day by day is now online.
Awesome. I love that. Boy, you must have got the check. You did that so well. Well, I tell you guys, if you are just tuning in, you are wondering who is on the line. You're wondering who is the crazy person talking, who was the crazy person that was just talking. Well, you just tapped into the Living K by Day show. It's your girl, Elder Lakeba Wallace. I like that. I like how that sounds. And you have also Elder Brown. This is the baddest, the hottest show in the nation, and we're excited about that. But today, as we promised you, we will be bringing you the best of the best because that's what we do. And so without further ado, we have the amazing, talented, anointed, well-rounded, powerful man of God that is going to grace the opportunity to be a part of the Living Day by Day show. So it brings me great pleasure to present to some and introduce to others none other than Jay Moss.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm a little under the weather today, so I don't have all of my energy. I'm just glad you all found a little bit in your schedule. Your heart to have me. It's just, I always kind of be on shows and be on stages and platforms that God put before me. I don't take any of it for granted, so thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, you are absolutely welcome. We take the opportunity, myself and Elder Brown, to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of the Living Day by Day show. We do not take it lightly. We realize that, you know, you have so many things that are on your plate. So thank you openly for being able to spend some time and be able to rock out with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, let's talk let's talk a little bit about who Jay Moss is.
Jay Moss is just normal church boy, Detroit, Michigan, right next to Flint. So you know we're kind of up in arms right now, trying to get our brothers and sisters under the vessel. You know, center stage by grace, here trying to do my part in kingdom building. And of course, I come from long lineage of gospel greats, starting with my dad, the eclectic Bill Moss Sr., who coupled with my mom, Angela Moss, and they made the pop 70s, 80s Moss in the last year. And of course, my dad, Bill Moss Sr., is the older brother to Dr. Mae Moss Clark. And of course, her daughters, Karen, Dorinda, and Twinkie, and Jackie, and all of them are my cousins. And the list just goes on. And of course, I'm one third of your production company, Jam. We've been together now for about 20 years, and we've done everybody in the music industry on the gospel side and the non-gospel side. And we've just had a wonderful testimony, a wonderful story. And now I've been elevated to Pastor James. Of course, I'm under the Bishop Robert Earl Joyce here in Detroit, Michigan. Actually, it's in Rochester, Michigan. And he just kind of basically took me under his wing and said, the Lord placed me on his heart, and I had been assigned to him. And he saw where my life was going to end up, and he took me and said, you know, God told him to do this thing. So he ordained me. He's been taking me on the road with him. He's been putting me up. I've been preaching all month, and it's just been a wonderful ride. And it's good to have somebody that leads you, that isn't afraid to push you beyond all of your accolades, beyond your entire plateau, things that you've acquired, the things that God has blessed you with, for a leader to be able to sift through all of that and say, I got more for you to do, and I ain't scared to take you there, train you there, and make you who you are supposed to be. So that's Jay Moss in a nutshell. We could talk for another hour about me, but that's it.
Man, I am so excited. What's up, Jay Moss? This is our preacher, Ella Brown, man. It's so good.
Hey,
happy
exactly. Hey, thank you.
Hey. Man, listen, look, I'm going to start off with, I've been wanting to do this all day, man. I've listened to all of your tracks, man. And let me tell you, when you hit off and you say Pajam, man, listen, I don't know how you do that. I've been trying to practice that all day, man. They've been throwing snowballs at me. man, it's so amazing, man. And I saw the clip today. I saw the clip today of you preaching, and it was very short. It was on Instagram,
right?
And
right.
You know, I'm a preacher, so I know, you know, it don't take 15 minutes, don't take 2 hours, it don't take 3 days of revival, you know, to hit off a word. And it was 22 seconds, man. It was 22 seconds, and for 22 seconds, you had the attention of thousands of people. And people don't understand, it don't take long. You know,
it don't take long
to get a message. Man, you can, if you're powerful and God is in your life and you say, Jesus wept, man, you can get the whole front mother's board saved.
Yep. Well, amen.
And
amen. You
so,
said it right.
So I heard pastor, but see, you've already had, you know, you've already had that pastoral title. I shouldn't say title, because titles, you know, however you do that. You have always had that pastoralness on you from your songs and from your ministry and how you have lived and carried yourself, and there have been a lot of people that have followed that cloth, that, you know, because you have that lineage, you come from that powerful lineage, and bless God for that. Pastorialship, man, how do you feel about that? You know, I know this is a big one for you, but how do you really feel?
You know what, man, I'm so excited. I'm just ecstatic because I'm starting to see myself in areas that I would have never pushed myself. So I thank God for my bishop and my leader who saw enough, man, and who laid before the Lord enough to, and then had the courage enough to come to me and say, hey, look, you know, I know you're this big-time dude, but God's got something else for you, man. And this ride has just been wonderful. Just seeing the other side of the spectrum of things in ministry, man. Of course, you know, we're on the psalmist side, the worship side, the songwriting side. And then, of course, then you got all your stellars and your accolades and things of that nature. But on the other side, man, to preach word, man, and to see how people gravitate to that too, and the dynamic of it, and just the art of it, you know, being able to get good at it. And I'm a competitive dude, man. I love sports. So I always want to be the best. So, you know, I'm studying all the time, and I'm just trying to do my thing, you know, not to outdo anybody, but just to be my best, to always be my on my A game, man. And it's just, it's been a wonderful ride. I mean, something that I probably would have never pushed myself to do just because I was complacent with being Jay Moss the artist.
And there are people that are watching this, and this is a transition because they're used to the singer, they're used to the artist, they're used to Man, I'm having a bad day. Where's my J Maw CD, man? You know, somebody that made me real mad, and let me put this CD in, and I've been doing some stuff I ain't got no business doing, but God still loves me. Let me put in, you know, He loved me through my good, He loved me through my bad.
Yeah, there you go.
To that. And so now God is allowing you to serve them up, man. Now, you've been serving them the word, but now there's a plateau that just shines. And, I can honestly say I'm proud of you for this level, because many people would say, you know what, I just want to be the singer. I just want to just do this area. I don't want to tap into those other areas. And it reminds me of our colleague in ministry, pastor, singer Marvin Sapp said. He said, you know, I just so happen to be a singer that preaches. You know, that's that other era, but he preaches to sing, and he sings to preaches. So it's kind of like, you know, eating a cake and ice cream all in one, because he sings well and he preaches well. And so, man, it's phenomenal, man. And I really praise God for your life and your testimony, because you definitely do have a powerful testimony.
And thank you, man. And I love, just to add on to what you're saying, it's so much more to it than just being up, like you said, for the 15 to 20 minutes. It's so much more to it. And, you know, my bishop will call me in and he'll say, you know, Sister Snowball's got a problem and such and such. You know, here's the background on the situation. Go handle it as a pastor. So it's that off the pulpit kind of stuff.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
That really builds character to see if you can really be accountable before God's people. And that's what he's training me to do, man, is not just be on the mic. I mean, because I have charisma and all of that. I know how to hold a crowd and all that. You know, so sometimes that can get fluffy if you lose your way in it. But
he's
also showing me how to be a pastor outside of the pulpit, man, and how to prophesy and how to hear the voice of the Lord and how to deal with people in their situations, how to approach people the right way, how to build people up when you have to discipline them and give them reprimand and things of that nature, man. So it's just, again, it's a new area for me, but I love it because, you know, I'm always wanting, I'm like a sponge, man. I'm always wanting to learn new stuff and go to the next level. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this now. You know those dark glasses that you wear, man, that look really, really nice?
Yeah.
Now, if you wear that while you're preaching, they're going to think you're Prophet Todd Hall. You know that, right?
I hear that all the time, man. Hey, but you know what? You know what, Brian? I have to wear real glasses when I'm preaching, man, because I got to really be able to see them words. So let me tell you, those lenses are extremely clear. Extremely clear when I preach.
They're gonna be running up from the cookie board talking about some, hey Prophet, man, I know you got a word for me. Man, that's J Maw. Oh, that ain't J Maw's up there, man. That's Prophet Todd Hall. Prophet, I know you got a word for me.
Hey, but don't play with him. Hey, I'll give you a word too now. You know, I'm getting groomed.
Right. Shout out to Prophet Todd Hall, man. Shout out to Prophet Todd Hall.
That's my dude. Absolutely.
That's a family of singing too, you know.
Yes, sir.
Now, we talked about some good things. Now, I want to dive into your testimony here. I was watching it. I was one Sunday morning, and I was watching Lift Every Voice. Mm-hmm. And I heard the testimony, saw that, you know, they were talking about how they had lost everything in the fire. Now, we have listeners. We have people that are all the way from Africa that are listening, people that are all over the world. And they see and they hear, they see the lights, the glam, and, you know, the walk and the drive and, you know, the clothes and the talk and the music. They see all of that. But then when something hit, I can say the preacher because you're a preacher, when something hits the preacher's door, that brings things down to a halt. Everything begins to crash. You lose everything. In this fire, you lost everything. So there are people right now that online that have, I'm calling in because I feel hopelessness right here. Can you tell the listeners and those that are here, those that are in the station, that are thinking and knowing about their life and what has transpired in a fire? You lost it all. Tell us about that and how you got to where you are today.
I was coming back, man, from Atlanta, Georgia. We just did a full action-packed weekend, ended off with a huge concert. And I come back to Detroit, Michigan, to my home, and the wife and kids were at work and school. And I usually rest. I use Monday as my rest day, and, you know, just to kind of recoup, get myself, get my bearings back, get my energy back up. And this particular day, we were approaching the release of the Grown Folks Gospel album. And so I couldn't rest this particular Monday. This is God working. So you got to realize that God is always working for you, even when you don't realize that it's actually him doing it for you. And he kept me up. He kept my spirit unsettled. So I was up working on some overdubs and just doing some things to shoot it over to PDA so that he can mix my record and get it and turn it in so it can get pressed up. And what happened was, at a breaking point in that particular session, because I was in my home studio, I stopped and the music was quiet. Nothing was going on. And I heard this pop outside the door. It's in the lower level of my home, so it's in the basement. And I heard this pop. So I just went out, you know, out the door to investigate. I said, that's an unusual sound. Let me go and check it out and see what it is. Didn't alarm me, didn't scare me. It wasn't like a break-in or something. It was just a pop. So it sounded like almost like a bag of potato chips popping, you know, real light pop. And I went out and checked it. And sure enough, I looked down, and one of the electrical outlets is malfunctioning. And, of course, I run over to the electric panel to try to diffuse it, to try to turn it off, because, you know, that nothing good can come out of an electrical outlet sparking. So I'll go over and try to turn the power off. But as I'm running back to it, it just blows into flames. It ignites right there on the spot. And, of course, long story short, you know, within 6 to 7 minutes, it took out my entire house from the basement all the way up to the top floor. And everything, I'm running down the street in my neighborhoods in my two short pajamas, because y'all know how we are when we're in our pajamas and we're resting. We wear the two short shorts. We don't wear the basketball shorts.
Right.
We wear the two short shorts. So I got on my pajama shorts and my tank top running, or wife beater as they call them. I'm running down the street in my pajamas to my neighbor's house screaming, call 911, my house is burning down. And like I say, man, within 6 to 7 minutes, I go back over there, or they look, or some people that have went to check out the scenery, they said, wow, it's a total loss, man. And I want people to know, you know, I tell this testimony everywhere. You know, people will say, well, Jay Moss, you got money, you know, you got insurance, you know, all your checks and balances are in place. I'm just like, well, no, that ain't your business. Pain is pain. Hurt is hurt. Loss is loss. It doesn't matter who you are or what stage of life that you are in. You know, when you lose something that's dear to you, pictures, song files, production files, passports, marriage license, degrees, diplomas, report cards, memorabilia, Grammys.
Wow.
When you lose that stuff, it still hurts. And, you know, it was definitely a crippling moment to us. And but I can honestly say that, you know, God stepped in on time and he said, be at ease. Be at ease.
Wow.
The thing that I'm allowing to happen to you is not for punishment. It's for progression.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And since then, of course, this last past Thanksgiving, the Wednesday night before this past Thanksgiving, I was able to walk my children and my wife into our brand new house from the bottom all the way up to the top. And see, God reminded me. He told me. He said, in order to give you this new stuff, I had to move the old stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way you had room for both these houses. So I had to clear one out.
Wow.
For the new one. So that's the testimony behind it, man. And we've just been riding that wave ever since.
Oh, that's a praise break. Somebody done broke out and shout right now. I can
exactly.
feel it.
Yeah.
They shouting right now. Listen, go ahead and get your shout on, because the man of God just told you that, listen, in order for him to move on to the next, he had to get rid of the old. Now, the old, you know, a lot of times we label the old as bad. The old isn't bad. Old is just a step. It's just a stage.
Amen.
And you have to be
amen.
Able to understand that the old takes you into your new. 2015
new.
Was the old, but guess what? If it wasn't for 2015, 2016 wouldn't have anything to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Amen. That's good. That's good. That's
well,
good.
Bless God
amen.
For that, man, because it is it has taken you and you know, sometimes people say, well, it's situations that cause people to become humble. We've always seen Jay Moss as humble. We've seen it through the music. Let me tell you something. When a man of God, y'all hear me now because I know 1,000 of y'all listening to this, but when a man of God can sing a love song to Jesus, see, I done lost like 25 people. They done walked up and packed up. When a when a man of God can sing a love song to Jesus, you know, you're my all, you're my everything. He loved me through my good, he loved me through my bad. If it had not been for Jesus, you can say, when you can say these things, okay, that's someone saying I'm connected to God no matter whatever I'm going through. I'm about to preach here. No matter whatever I'm going through, God will sustain it. You feel like I've lost it, I've gained it, and here it is, you were able to walk into a brand new home. Is that right?
Brand new, from the floor up, all the way from the basement up to the top.
That's God. That's God.
That's God, man. That ain't nothing but God, man.
Woo!
What an amazing testimony.
Yes, Lord. It's a wonderful experience because it not only affected me, it affected my children. You know, as we were walking through the remains, one day I brought my eldest son with me just to kind of go through and let him see the devastation that had fallen upon us. And as we were walking through all the charred furniture and all of that, I had the video recorder on, and I said, "Well, Lil' Jay, what you feeling right now? What are you feeling?" And I hit the record button, and he paused for a moment, and he looked dead into the camera, and he said, "God's got us." He said, "God has us, Dad. You know, for some odd reason, I'm not sad." As he's looking at his PlayStation burnt up on the floor, he said, "For some odd reason, I'm not sad. I'm not broken." As he's looking at his Michael gym shoes that he just got not too long before that, he said, "I'm not broken. I'm not sad. For some odd reason, I just feel like there's a better thing, or there's a better place for us." And if he can do that and make that known to a 15-year-old, come on now. Those of us who are seasoned in it have to be able to strap up.
Come on, Jay. Come on, Jay.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was a beautiful thing, not for just myself and my wife, but for my children to be affected by it also in a major spiritual way.
Awesome.
Amen.
Wow. I mean, how do you really respond after that? I mean, God is just so amazing. And to hear your testimony, I am just in all of who God is. And as you were talking, Jay, it just really, really displays who God is, that God will protect you at all times, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are. God will always protect you at all times. And so I'm excited that God thought enough, you know, for you to turn your music down and be able to hear what the enemy was trying to plan for you and your family. Yeah. So, you know, so it's just, again, such an awesome testimony. But I want you to talk to that pastor. I heard you and Elder Brown. Y'all was doing so good. I said, "Lord, I don't know if I want to come in because this is, you know, I took a seat. I got some popcorn. This is a great interview."
Amen.
A great interview. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you are a pastor now and God is using you. I heard you talking to Darlene McCord, I think it was the other day, about, you know, God is also, you know, catapulting your wife also into this arena as well. And so, you know, I heard you say she was in the grocery store, she prophesied. I said, "Oh, Lord," you know, God is doing amazing things. So, but talk to that pastor out there who they may not, you know, because sometimes people think pastors got it all together and that, you know, no matter what coming in their life, that, you know, they're just able to jump over that hurdle and keep going. And though they got, will give them the strength to jump over, sometimes you'll have that pastor that maybe they're just looking at that hurdle right now because they know they can jump, but they don't feel like, "Oh, man, I don't feel like jumping right now." And so we know the Bible says don't get weary in well-doing. But talk to that pastor who may be at that state where, you know, of course their house is not burning now, but they're at a state right now where they just don't feel like going on. They don't feel like jumping the hurdle.
Well, you know what? All you had to do was finish the scripture. You'll reap if you faint not. And we all know that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but those that can make it to the finish line. God is not looking for anybody to be Flash Gordon. He's looking for you to go and move in a situation at the proper time. I just preached this last Sunday where we were talking about Peter and when his letter to the church, said God will exalt you at the proper time, which means that at some point you're going to have to go through something. Yes, I know you're feeling forgotten. I know you're feeling cast away. I know you're feeling picked over. I know you're feeling ignored. I know you're feeling talked about, rumors and all types of things. You're seeing your loved ones die right before your eyes, but God is saying, I'm still going to exalt you. All you just have to do is wait on the proper time.
Yeah.
So to that pastor out there, you may not have as many bodies in the church as you think you need to, or you're seeing your membership fall off, or your family's going through some personal issues or what have you. My message to you is to stay the fight. Your proper time is coming. If you could just hold on just a little while longer. God knew that we would have to suffer. He knew for his name's sake that we would have to go up against some stuff. But that's just all a part of your evaluation. That's all a part of your evaluation, because a better place, an exaltation period, is coming. So hang in there, my brother and sister. Your proper time is on the way.
Ooh. Oh, Lord, bro, I feel like shouting right now. I tell you, Elder Brown, we might as well put it on the table. This is the best interview, I promise you. I mean, just the anointing and the power. I know you said earlier you were a little bit under the weather, but my God.
I'm over here trying to figure out which weather. Was it the weather candy or what? You was over there eating Weathers candy, right?
No, feel bad. But, you know, it's just something about the goodness of the Lord. You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is strength, right? And, of course, when that time when you start talking about God's goodness, and that's what people have to realize, the way that you combat the struggle, the way that you come against the attack of the enemy, is you delight yourself more into the Lord. You just start thinking back on all the good stuff that he's done. Don't focus on the battle. Focus on God and let him keep you in that perfect peace. And that's where we get this from. Yes, we're human. We're feeble. We're fragile. But at the same time, we're strong and mighty because our Father is strong and mighty in battle. So that's where I get it from.
Wow. Listen, if you guys are just tuning in, if you just turned it on, if you just pulled over, you got tears in your eyes, I'm going to just remind you, you're listening to the Living Day by Day radio show, and that powerful voice, very humble man, servant of God, you're listening to is none other than the gospel great Jay Moss. Yes, he is on, and listen, you guys, powerful testimony coming from a man who lived it himself. No one sent him a note and slide him, you know, a note to memo what it is. He's lived this thing. He's breathed this thing.
And yes, Lord.
The Lord has been a blessing unto his life. There's new music that's out here. Jay Moss, listen, man, you have, again, allowed the Lord to touch you and allowed the Lord to deliver another powerful impact song, and I did like a very little small little radio poll. It was very, very small, but to the people it was big. Let's talk about this song, Faith, because we understand that the Bible says that faith is the substance. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Elder Lakiba was saying earlier about taking that leap, taking that jump. Talk to us about this faith that you're singing about in this new track.
We've become so sensationalized with this Quaker era. And what I mean by the Quaker era is this instant era. Everybody wants everything right now.
Mm.
I feel like I deserve it right now. Such and such did it. The Johnson family did it. Why can't I have it right now? And what we need to realize is that all you need is faith. That's what makes God smile. The Bible says to find out what makes God smile and do it. That's what it says. And basically what it's saying is without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you want to stay pleasing to him, just believe that he can do a thing. Just believe that he can open the door. Just believe it. That's all he wants you to do is believe that he can. And not only that he can, that he will show up on your behalf. So this song, Faith, is trying to pull people from out of that realm of sensationalism, if you will. You know, everything is, I want it now. I want my 15 minutes of fame. I want to get mine, get mine, get mine. But you better realize that at the end of the day, you're going to need some faith, because there are going to be some battles, some hills, some mountains, some struggles that reach far beyond your reach, if you will, that extend far beyond your reach. And you are going to need faith to be able to withstand. And that's what I'm just trying to remind people. Let's work our faith muscle. Let's work our faith muscle. So when you, the person, runs out, your faith will kick in and extend you and sustain you as you go along in your journey, man. That song means so much to me on Grown Folks Gospel. And it's a simple song with a simple message. Of course, we had some more creative stuff on there. We had some more contemporary stuff on there that was more befitting for the Grown Folks Gospel title. But we just felt like people need to understand that at its very core, what the people of God need to exemplify is faith.
Now, speaking of faith, now I understand that even on this album, can you tell us now, you know, I like Kurt Franklin, and, you know, I really enjoy his music. When I saw the title that he came out with regarding, what was the title of that, dealing with losing a religion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I first saw that
mm-hmm.
title, man, I almost jumped out the window. I was like, wow, that's a powerful title. Preachers, we like titles. We you know, God give us a word, we like titles, and titles takes us to that next level for the preachers who understands this. So dealing with the title, and I'm about to go there, Jay, catch this now. Grown Folks Gospel. Oh my goodness! I guarantee you, the mother just got up on the front row, getting ready to go to the bathroom. You know, in the air, Grown Folks Gospel. Tell us about that, because I love the way that sounds. It has a very, very good swing to it. And you know, where did this title come from?
Oh, it's just doing something different, man. Get people talking. We have a lot of fun. We do music. Everything just can't be serious all the time.
I like
to liken myself to that speaker, that Bible study speaker. You know, you got your Sunday morning guys, and then you got your Bible study guys, and both of them have their place. And I like to liken myself to one of those ministers that just, I roll up my sleeve and I just kind of come down out of the pulpit and sit there in the front and just kick it with you on that level, on that everyday level. What happened at work today? What did we struggle with today? What's really going on at 2 and 3 in the morning when you're lonely and when you want to pick up that phone and make that call to that special somebody and tell them to come on over because you're feeling a certain kind of way? You know, that's my ministry. That's my platform. And God has given me that angle, if you will. So Grown Folks Gospel really just speaks to that audience. He said, just speak to, I'll create the platform for you. Don't worry about it. You just say it like I'm giving you to say it, and I'll put the people in front of you that need to hear it. And I just obeyed the voice and the call of the Lord, man, and thus grown folks gospel. There it is.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I tell you, I love it. Y'all got to go out and grab this. I remember a couple of months ago, I actually started putting a whole CD library together, and many listeners may not know this, but I'm about to put something new out there. The 2103, I end up getting a library of their music, man. Let me tell you, phenomenal group, 2103. It has that swing, it has that contemporary gospel. And it's powerful, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You have
mm-hmm.
them on there. You have them on the album. You're working with Fred Hammond. You're working with Wayman Tinsdale. You're working with PJ Morton, Faith
mm-hmm.
Evans. Oh, man,
mm-hmm.
the list goes on of the different people that are on this album. You've gotten some people that we haven't even heard of in a long time. I mean, they've been doing some things, but you're shaking the ground. And I like what you said earlier about not being so deep and not being so serious. You know, gospel is not about being so serious. We can't go out and have a hamburger without somebody going and speaking in tongues. See,
mm-hmm.
I said that on
mm-hmm.
I wasn't supposed to say
mm-hmm.
that. You know,
mm-hmm.
can we sit down one day and have a French fry without somebody falling out? We gotta learn how to understand and love God. I'm just saying, you know, we gotta have and know and learn how to enjoy gospel without being so deep. Gospel is whatever how it reaches you. It's the message. And I think sometimes people get called into, you know, well, you know, that sounds a little too worldly, or that the drums are not hitting right, or, you know, why did they have to do B flat? Listen, if it works for you, then it's for you. If it don't work for you, then it ain't for you. On my Twitter page, I say, eat the meat, spit out the bones. And what I like about gospel, it's just that way. What applies to you, grab it and take hold to it. All of your albums, you deal with faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say this, and even in all of your albums that I have listened to and have purchased, because we don't believe in bootleg here on the Living Day by Day radio show. I hope y'all heard that. But all of your albums are dealing with the same title, Grown Folks Gospel. And I love it. I honestly do. And I've been following your music, man, and I tell you, very, very good music. Very good music. And your church, you know, we Lakiba, we going, right?
It's so funny that you say that, bro, because there was one day, there's one of our Caucasian brothers, he was going to the building next door, but he made a mistake and walked into ours while we were having worship service. And you were talking about people are so quick to judge because they hear a title or they hear a certain beat, but they don't explore it. They don't investigate. They don't wait around to really hear the punchline or hear the message behind something. We're so quick to pass judgment. But this gentleman walked in, and as he was going to his seat, he began to feel a little out of place because, of course, our church is predominantly black. It's versatile, but it's predominantly black. And he said, wow, I don't see the people that invited me here. And I'm sure it's not this many black people where we were going. Now, he was enjoying it, but he felt a little out of place because he didn't see who had invited him there, and he had just been on his cell phone talking to them, so he knows that they're there, but he can't find them in the audience. And what happens is, man, on his way out, one of the mothers grabbed him and said, where are you going, brother? I saw you walk all the way down there to the front to your seat, and now you're getting up and you're walking out. And he said, well, I made a mistake, ma'am, and I came in the wrong building. And that mother looked at him and said, no, you haven't. God brought you here. Give us a chance. And, man, he sat there, and when I tell you that was 2-3 months ago, he hasn't missed a Sunday. Now, I don't know what he told the people that invited him to the other church, the other building, but he hasn't been absent since he came that first time. So what I'm saying is we got to stop getting caught up into what something seems to be on the surface. Let's investigate it. Stop passing judgment so quick. Just because somebody doesn't dress like you or talk like you or is not as well versed in the word as you are, doesn't wear their hair like you do, skirt may be a little higher than you like, pants or jeans may be a little tighter than you like. You know, let's hold up a minute before we cast them to the animals. You know, let's pause a minute and say, well, let me hear what you got to say. Let me see what's on the inside of you. And you'll find that a lot of times, man, people have an amazing story. Ministries have a huge potency when it comes to the anointing if we just give them the chance. So I just wanted to tag on what you were saying, man, about the grown folks gospel concept. You're right. So many people turn their nose up at it. But then when they listen to it, they were like, wow. I thought he was coming from a whole different place. No, I'm not. Trust me, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You definitely don't want to make the huge mistake of sizing me up by a CD.
Right.
You better hear what I got to say. Trust me, something that I've gone through is going to help you through your life.
Come on, Jay.
You know?
Come on, man. Don't go sizing me up
by what you heard. Don't go sizing me up. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So a lot of people have been blessed by this whole grown folks gospel concept. And it's just a different spin for me. And the music is different. It's a little bit more mature. It's one of those records that you can put on in your car and turn down low and just drive with it. Just listen to the music side of it while you're vacuuming your house or while you're doing your meditation. Just turn it on, play it down low, and just enjoy it. It's one of those type of records. And trust me, the message that's behind it, you already talked about faith and things like Fall at Your Feet and Beyond My Reach and the cameos that are on there, man. Just an eclectic body of work, and I'm just enjoying it, man. We're enjoying the ride.
And as I think about that too, you know, I made reference earlier about losing my religion to Kirk Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
He had that title. You know, people, you know, they stoned him for the title before they even got into the messages
absolutely.
Of the songs that were on there.
Yeah.
You say that again.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. No, I was just
yeah. So
what
you know,
saying.
They stoned him. You know, they threw bricks at him, and they, you know, almost the same bricks they threw at the woman. You know, that was caught in the act of adultery.
Absolutely.
So they realized that when they listened to the album of Losing My Religion, they said, "Oh wow, you know what? Now I understand what he meant when he said that." And
mm-hmm.
this is the same thing with Grown Folks Gospel, you know. So the same people that have turned their nose up to, they're now buying it. They're now supporting it. Like, oh, I know.
Absolutely.
Now I know what he meant. So, you know, I thank God that, you know, you have the boldness to do what God has called you to do. They may not understand your feet. They may not understand your plateau. But as long as you understand, as long as you know what God is doing in your life, you're not trying to be like someone else. You know, you're trying to be who you are. You know, your fame, your name, you know, the artist that you are, what God has placed in you, the pastoralship, all of that is you. It's J Moss, you know.
Amen.
And we thank God for you, man. We thank God for you.
Thank you, man.
My God, what an amazing show. I tell you, I have just really had an awesome time, Jay, and your music is out, and all your music is just so refreshing and so enlightening and so inspirational. So tell the listeners out there how they may be able to get a copy of your music.
It's going to be everywhere. We're doing the reload of Grown Folks Gospel. It's called GFG Reload. It's coming out on January 29th. Amazon.com, Google Play, iTunes. Go ahead and get your downloaded copy. They cannot sell out. They have an unlimited supply of downloadable music. So you want to definitely go and support this great gospel music. If you don't see it at Target or Best Buy or wherever you get it at in your major chains, you can always just go to your tablet or your phone or your iPad and download this great music. It's at Amazon, Google Play, or iTunes Music, and you will find the new J Moss there, January 29th, Friday. It's coming, y'all. It is, the time is upon us now. You want to go out and you want to support. Tell as many people as you possibly can. And if you can't remember the dates or anything like that, just log online to me at Inside J Moss. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Inside J Moss, it's the same name. All you got to do is type in that in the hashtag or whatever, or search on Google Inside J Moss. It'll take you to all of my sites, and I will give you the directions as to how to get this great gospel music. Thank y'all.
Amazing. And I know somebody's out there listening, another radio personality, TV personality. We always like to help our fellow coworkers out. They may want to be able to have you on their show. You're such an amazing guest. So give them the information where they can be able to reach your publicist or your manager so you can also be on their show as well.
You ever want to book or get in contact with J Moss, J Moss Ministries, or Pajam, you can always type an email to Pajam, P-A-J-A-M, at sbcglobal.net. You all know it. Pajam, P-A-J-A-M, at SBC, Sally Boy Charles, global.net. Hit us up. Let us know.
I got to
awesome,
try that.
Awesome.
Pajam.
That's it.
If you say nobody can't do it like J Moss, right?
They about to throw me out for real. I can't.
You do a good job of it though, man. You do a good job. That's great. That was great.
Well, thank you so much again, J Moss. We really appreciate you being a guest on the Living Day by Day show. Don't be no stranger. Hopefully I had the opportunity to meet you at the Stellars a few years ago. Hopefully you will be at the Stellars coming up in February. The Living Day by Day show will be there. And so hopefully our paths will cross this stuff again.
Absolutely. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Again, I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to share in Jesus with you on your platforms. And anytime you ever need any of us from the Pajam family, don't hesitate to call. I thank you all. I had a lot of fun. Sorry I was coughing and hacking and stuff all in the background, but I think we still got our point across.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing yes, that is good. Again, thank you so much on behalf of myself, Elder Lakeba Wallace, and Elder Brown of the Living Day by Day Radio Show. We thank you again for being a guest on our show.
Thank you all. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
You too. Well, there you have it, guys. I mean, you know, we bring you nothing but the best of the best of the best. You know, I must say a big thank you to Elder Brown for leading in this interview here and just setting everything up and telling you, you know, who a partner sister with.
What?
What? So, again, another amazing show, another awesome show. We promise that we always bring you the best of the best of the best. We always do it big here on the set of the Living Day by Day Show. If you're out there and you're wondering, what's up with the Living Day by Day magazine? You are right. It is up. I said the right thing. It is up. God is doing amazing things. If you want to be in the Living Day by Day magazine, you can always hit me up, LakeibaWallace@AOL.com. I am on every social media site that is out there, Facebook, Twitter. You put Lakeba Wallace in or the Living Day by Day Show in, Living Day by Day Magazine, you will find me, I promise you. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in to the Living Day by Day Show. And if you're out there and you want to get in touch with Elder Brown, sir, make sure you give your contact information out as well.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Listen, thank you for joining our show. We had a great time with Jay Moss, and we definitely appreciate him. This is Preach Elder Brown. You can reach me on all the social networks. I'm on Facebook. Just type in Preach Elder Brown. Preach, YouTube, MySpace, you name it all. Twitter, what's the photo thing? What is that, Instagram? I'm on that gram, too. I'll let your boy Preach Elder Brown. Peace.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. Again, we had an amazing time interviewing. Jay Moss was in the building, guys. I tell you, it's so exciting to be able to interview someone of such a high level as Jay Moss. Again, we thank all y'all for tuning in to the hottest show in the nation, and that's none other than the Living Day by Day Show. Again, remember to stop by our website, and that's www.livingdaybyday.net. I always like to close the show out by saying, we love you real good. And you can't do anything about it. Be blessed.